This is episode number 2252 of the Who Cares News for Monday, July 18th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It's finally happened. The knot has been tied.
Uh-oh.
The proverbial knot. The Vegas knot. It only took 20 years and a called off engagement and other weddings and children with other people.
Yeah.
But there's been two official engagements.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the tally is 20 years.
Yep.
About two official engagements, two failed marriages between them, five kids, one rehab stint, lots of tacos. Ben and Jen are now 2.0 are now officially hitched.
They did it, finally. I was wondering if they were going to do it and if they were going to have a big elab thing or if they were just going to like quietly write off. And
actually, I think it's kind of cool the way they did it.
How's that?
Jen said they barely made it to a little white wedding chapel by midnight.
In Vegas?
Yeah, in Vegas. So the place graciously stayed open a few minutes and let us take pictures in the pink Cadillac convertible. It was once used by the late Elvis Presley, the pink Cadillac. And
now, hopefully they got a real marriage license, unlike, you know.
They got a marriage license on the
Kravis.
16th.
Yeah.
And got married on the 17th.
Aww.
And she said, we could have had Elvis, but he would have cost more, and he was in bed.
Cost more? What does it matter to these guys? I mean, Ben probably doesn't make the kind of money that Jen does.
Elvis wasn't going to get up.
If I was playing Elvis and somebody called me and said, Jennifer Lopez is here. Yes, J-Lo, she wants you to perform the wedding. I'll be there in 5 minutes. Hang on. I got to find my hunka-hunka burning jumpsuit. Hang on a second. I'll be there.
So she shared a few photos of the wedding day on her newsletter on the J-Lo. And with these words, we did it. Love is kind. As it turns out, love is patient. 20 years patient.
Yeah, 20 years patient.
And she signed her name, Jennifer Lynn Affleck.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Miss. Well, she signed her newsletter, Mrs. Jennifer Lynn Affleck.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So I suppose she'll still go by J-Lo. I mean, I guess she'll always be J-Lo.
I found myself today when I was reading the story.
Yeah.
I found myself oddly happy for them.
Oddly happy for them?
It was weird. I thought, you know what?
Your cold black heart is happy for somebody? Give me a break.
When they got married, it was just them and their five kids.
Oh, the kids were there. Oh, well, that's cool.
That's all there was.
They were up past their bedtime, sounds like, but okay, whatever.
It was the five kids between them and them, and they got married. She was wearing an old dress from a movie.
Yeah?
I can't believe I'm saying it, but I'm actually
happy for them. Can you imagine that? They get into a private jet. They did not fly, you know, they did not fly Delta. No, or Southwest.
No.
They didn't fly Southwest. They flew in a private jet, I'm sure. They get to Vegas. You know, they do their thing, and then they probably got like a penthouse suite, one of the big hotel somewhere for a couple of nights.
They were already there. They were already there because they got their license on Saturday.
Oh, okay. So they were okay. They counted the day before. Well, hey, congratulations to the Afflecks. Finally, let's hope this one sticks. And
I don't know if it would have stuck the first time if they had gone through.
Probably not.
But I think it's going to stick now. I actually do.
I hope so. And there you go. Congratulations, Ben.
Mr. and Mrs. Bennifer Affleck. Well, if you haven't seen it yet, Law & Order's Christopher Maloney.
Mm-hmm.
There was something sexy about him almost. I can't even put my finger on it because his forehead is ginormous.
Well, yeah, but, you know, sometimes that's dignified.
And I hated when he left SVU. But
yeah.
Anyway, Christopher Maloney opted to go fully nude for Peloton's newest ad for their app. And he did it just in time for National Nude Day last week.
He's like 61, right? Wow. That's pretty good.
He's in shape.
He's comfortable in his own skin, so much so that he can show his own skin.
Well, his skin's pretty good to show. The man is in he is. He's always been in shape.
Have you seen the Peloton commercial?
No.
Oh, I'm surprised.
But I'm going to.
As soon as we're off the air.
Sure, they're famous for their Amazon. You know, I can't imagine getting on a Peloton naked.
I can't because it would hurt things.
God bless.
You know, especially where you sit.
Sure, they're famous for their amazing equipment, he says, full of double entendre, while completing bicep curls, bicycle crunches, and more, all in the buff with just a blur over his privates. But the app gets me motivated to do lots of different workouts like yoga, cardio, meditation, and strength training.
He's not the only one that works out in the buff. Somebody else does. We were talking about this not too long ago.
Yeah.
Was it him or was it somebody else?
It was somebody else.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because they said they didn't care if people saw him either, right? They left their drapes open and their neighbors could see him working out.
That wasn't naked. Christopher Maloney.
You don't think so?
No. And I can't remember who it was.
Okay, well, that's neither here nor there.
Maybe this the thought of it has just blinded me so much that I didn't even want to think about it.
We're talking about Christopher Maloney.
Now, him I'd watch, you know.
Well, yeah.
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 As Christopher finishes his nude stretching.
He's got to hurt something.
A voice comes in to inform viewers that the Peloton community is represented by two separate but equally motivated groups. Those who wear pants and Christopher Maloney.
Christopher Maloney. I cannot imagine. Now, okay, people work out, you know, guys work out shirtless, just in a pair of workout shorts or whatever. Right. I guess that's somewhat close. Women, you know, just like in a sports bra or whatever, and some shorts or whatever. But I don't know about the whole, you know, commando thing. That kind of bothers me a little bit. I just think that you could really injure yourself.
You know, it seems like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what it's like to be a guy, but...
I remember back in junior high school, we used to have to wear what they call an athletic supporter.
Yes.
Guys did. I don't think they make them do that anymore. But, I mean, it was kind of like the whole, you're going to give yourself a hernia if you don't have a jog strap. So, I don't know. I don't know if there was any truth to that matter. Anyway, you know who I like to
ask, so.
Watch work out naked or otherwise, and that would be Halle Berry.
Shocker.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.